Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Christmas Wow Wrap. Our prayer for you today is, may our Father in Heaven bless you and your loved ones with an abundance of peace, love and joy during this festive season. May you be aware of His presence as you receive the gift of hope and eternal life by celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. May your homes be filled with the light of our Lord's unending love, amazing grace, and eternal glory. Our scripture for today is from John 14, verse 27. Here is Mary Lynn.
Peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge.
So this week, let's focus on God's gift of perfect peace and explore its significance. Firstly, let's examine the idea of the receiver. Receiving a gift shows thoughtfulness, gratitude and generosity. It demonstrates care and appreciation from the giver towards the receiver. This emphasizes the value of the receiver's relationship, role and contribution to the giver's life. As God's favored, beloved, blessed sons and daughters, we freely receive the precious gift of grace, perfect peace and eternal hope. This gift comes with an understanding that God knows our past, present, and future, and He can be trusted. He creates the impossible when we often get stuck in the possible. May we obediently surrender our lives to God again today and declare, thank you for the gift of salvation and life. May it be done to me according to your word. Write my story, Lord, the most beautiful story ever written, all for your eternal glory. And secondly, let's take a closer look at the giver. God exemplifies what true generosity means by graciously sending us His only Son, who sacrificed His life for the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of eternal life and hope. Even though sacrifice and joy may seem like opposite concepts in worldly terms, the very nature of our loving Father in Heaven is demonstrated through His endless provision, blessings, love, grace, forgiveness, faithfulness, goodness, and mercy. These qualities bring wholeness, completeness, welfare, and safety, resulting in joy and peace that surpass our understanding. Thirdly, let's think about opening the gift. When we receive a gift, we don't just leave it untouched or wrapped. Instead, we actively engage with it by eagerly unwrapping it to see what's inside. Similarly, to receive God's gift of perfect peace, we need to actively seek and be aware of His presence in our lives. This means growing our faith and trust in God, pursuing a life of prayer, being still before the Lord, surrendering everything into His capable hands, and letting go of our desire to be in control. Fourthly, let's now look at the experience. After unwrapping the gift, we get to enjoy all the benefits it brings to our lives. Similarly, experiencing God's perfect peace involves the following. Number one, accept and acknowledge God's forgiveness, which is freely available to all of us. Number two, trust in God's faithfulness, even when we face challenges or struggle with our faith. Number three, actively participate in God's work by sharing His message of love and salvation and becoming fishers of men. Number four, find comfort in the promise of eternal life and the hope of being with God forever. And number five, recognize that our salvation is a free gift that can only be received through faith, and there is nothing more to be done for it. Lastly, let us focus on living our higher calling. The gift of perfect peace is always available to us. It has already been poured out, fully paid for, wrapped, and ready for us to be used and experienced. This gift enables us to live out our highest calling, to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. It entails pursuing and pleasing God, being in His presence, living a life of prayer and praise, and standing firm on God's precepts. If we learn how to walk with God, it will decompress the stress and doubts that come from life's journeys, as we no longer have to figure out where or when to go. We would know where we are and where we are going, because Jesus is right beside us. The gift of perfect peace ultimately is a healthy heart, a well soul, and an intentional mind, which leads us to a God-first, Christ-led, Holy Spirit-inspired life that glorifies our Father in heaven and advances His kingdom here on earth. It's about receiving the blessing of eternal life through a covenant with Jesus. Jesus is peace. Have you accepted Him as Lord over your life? And do you walk in His joy and strength every day? May our Lord Himself, our Prince of Peace, be with us, now and forever. Now let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, thank You for reminding us today that You are Lord over our lives. Thank You for reminding us that we are Your highly favored one, and that You are in control of our lives. And we don't always understand why things happen the way they do or why other things doesn't happen. But Lord, we trust in You. And today we declare that You are in control of our lives. And we submit ourselves to You, Lord. We surrender ourselves to You, declaring that Your plans and Your ways are so much higher than our own.
Father, thank You. Thank You that You sent Yeshua. And Yeshua, today I want to thank You that You came as the Prince of Peace as well, and that You want to bless every one of us every day with Your peace. And I want to thank You also that You did not leave us alone, but that You sent Your Holy Spirit, and that Your Holy Spirit wants to lead and guide us every step of the way. And we need a fresh touch of Your Spirit. And we thank You that You want to give it to us, and that we will walk in Your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah.
Lord, thank You that your peace is not some prize at the end of a very, very long road or journey. Thank You that Your peace is not inaccessible to us. Thank You that it's something that You've gifted to us, Lord. And for all of us who stand in relationship with You, Your peace is available. Your peace can become a reality in each of our lives. So Lord, we ask You today to help us to be active participants, to actually receive Your peace open-handedly. Thank You, Lord, that You've invited us into active relationship with You. Thank You, Lord, that these promises are not empty, but that they're true. And so as we draw near to You, Lord, that Your peace will become our part more and more over time. Lord, thank You for that.
Oh, Father, we thank You and we praise You that Your peace is available to each and every one of us as we accept Christ's work on the cross to pay for our mistakes. We trade the uncertainty of this world for the peace that passes all understanding. We thank You, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit takes residence in our lives as we trust in You personally. May we experience Your peace that comes so freely in Your forgiveness and faithfulness. May we truly be fishers of men who stand ready to share the gospel as You lead us. May we absolutely know that our future in heaven is secure because You, O Lord, have finished the work on our behalf. We love You.
Father, guide our feet onto Your path of perfect peace. Jesus, open our hands to serve you and love others. Holy Spirit, do a mighty work in and through us. We glorify and worship you. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful festive week. Merry Christmas.